Okay, so this sugya about Shemitah's Kesafim, there's a lot to talk about here. I mentioned to some of you during Seder that Rav Schechter likes to say that when you learn through a sugya, you can't learn through every single detail. You get lost. It's overwhelming. He says he learned a sugya and he walks away with one idea and then moves on. There has to be a balance between covering ground and going in depth. So that was his understanding. So there's a lot to talk about here, how Lo Yigos, how that relates to Shemitah, relationship to Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Kesafim. So we're going to just focus on this particular aspect of how to pass in halach lamaisa as it relates to dine iser and dine mamon when these two worlds clash. Because in general, the Gemara tells us that mamona mi iser lo yalfina, we can't learn mamon from iser. They're two different categories. Ben dam ladam, ben din ladin, ben nega lanega. The pasuk says that, and the Medrash learned down, the Gra points out that there are different sets of halachas when you learn different areas of Shulchan Aruch. So for example, the rules that apply to Choshen Mishpat are very different than the rules that apply to Yeridea. They're two different worlds, but the question becomes, what happens when these two worlds clash? Which was overriding? Which overcomes the other one? How do you define each particular area? So I thought it was a nice continuation from yesterday, so we talked about Kofar, Kufr Kapara or Mamon, and we said, even the world that you assume Kufr Kapara, we still have the Ramam who felt that still an element of Mamon and Nezikin coming together with Dini Isser, so how to categorize that. So this too as well, when it comes to Shemitah Kesafim in this world, how does one categorize this? So the Gemara had two Ikadamris here, based on the mission, Maseches, Nevedaf Gimel, and the Masechta here, that Amar Rav Yehuda reading the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hamalves Chaveru Le'eser Shanim, a person lends someone for 10 years, Shvius Misham Taso. And Shemitah comes, so the end of the Shemitah year, not the beginning of the year, but the end of the year, is when Shemitah Kesafim kicks in. So the end of this year, before Rosh Hashanah kicks in, those who have outstanding loans and wants to be able to still collect on it, they have to hand them what's called a prizbal. A prizbal, there's a document you hand to the rabbis of the shul, they send out these prizbals, you write a document of the various details, and you give it to the rabbi, and he serves as the bezdin, and then that's able to circumvent Shemitah's Kesafim kicking in and nullifying the outstanding loan. So a person lends for 10 years, it is subject to Shemitah's Kesafim, Shvius Misham Taso, V'afogav D'hashilo Karina Bali Loigos, even though currently Loigos, there's no violation of pressure because it's too early to pressure him. The term isn't for another few years, since it's so fa'asili de Loigos, since in the end it is subject to Loigos, therefore Shemitah's Kesafim is effective now. In other words, it's clear from the Gemara that Shemitah's Kesafim is dependent on the Isser of Loigos. So he's saying that even though it's not currently relevant, but Lo Yigos is eventually going to be relevant, that's considered current enough to be subject to Shemitah's Kesafim. This Rashi, and there's a lot of talk about Rashi here, but not for now. Then the Gemara quotes in Ikadamri, that Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hamavis Chaveiro Le'eser Shanim Ein Shvius Misham Taso. It's not subject to Shemitah's Kesafim. V'afagav Da'asit Lidei Lo Yigos, even though ultimately it will be subject to the Isser Lo Yigos. However, we look at it right now, Hashemia, currently, when Shemitah comes in, there's another 3 years, for example, in the term, Lo Karina Loigos, and therefore it's not affected by Shemitah's Kesafim. So that's the Shakva Tarya, and again, some important things about Prizbal and Moshe Shtaros of Lebezdim. But right now, we have two different opinions, two Ikadamis, whether Shmuel holds that Shemitah is Mishametes in this case, or it's not Mishametes in this case of Eser Shem. So that's the Gemara, that's Pshat. So here we have Tosus on the top here. Tosus paskins that Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha kalishna basra. We paskin like this second opinion here. The hachanami masnisin misayle, and he brings up the fact that Mishra seems to support this based on the Shach Vitaria. That's why he assumes like the lishna basra, and he quotes an interesting thing of Ahasharos and the different girsos there. Fine, but he paskins like lishna basra that again Shemitah is not Mishametes, a 10-year loan. Now the Rush on the back, hopefully you had a chance to see the Rush. The Rush quotes different opinions. And at the end of the day, he concludes, what is he passing in the end? He writes, Halacha Kalishna Basa, just like Rabbeinu Tam. And he brings an additional reason. In addition to the Gemara saying that the Mishnah, or the Mishnah providing a Pasha Pasha the Mishnah, it supports Lishna Basra, he gives a second reason, Ode, the Shvius Bisman Hazeh is Dirabanan, and therefore Azlinan Lakula, Safek Dirabanan Lakula, and therefore we're Makel, and we don't invoke Shemitah's Kesafim, And that's why Ein Shvius Misham Tasa. So that's Pshat. That's what the Rush is understanding. This extra line of Shvius Bismar says, Derbanan, Savak Derbanan Kula. So we ignore it. We remove Shemitah from the picture. And the loan is outstanding. And the Love must pay the Malv. Fine. So Tosa asks, rather, the Beis Yosef asks a very interesting question. It also brought down in Pilpul HaCharif. It also brings this Beis Yosef. He asks a very, very important question. He says, how do you understand this? How do you say this? Hasveka dimamona nakdin lakula. Whenever it comes to the Savig Mamon, we always go lakula linitva. The nitva, the one who's being claimed from. The lov in this case, we're makel. We have the concept, amote, moti michavero, lavarai. You want to extract money from a person, you have to bring the proof. The burden of proof is on the one who's being motzi. But if it's a Savig, we leave everything status quo, and we're makel that the nitva does not have to pay anything. But in this case, where we say Shemitah is not relevant, what happens in the end is the nitva will have to pay because the Shemitah doesn't knock this out. So he says again, Sveika de mamona naktinen kula le nitva. We always make el for the nitva, but by this case, it's the opposite, that it's a kula le toveh, that the toveh is allowed to collect here. He's getting the leniency. So he doesn't have a, he doesn't fully comprehend the Shemitah of the Rush. So the Beis Yosef says, Venirli, the time of Mishim de Shemitah Isurahu umakilin delotinog. Kaven dirabanan hibizmanazeb. Even though normally by an Isser, Safik Isser, L'chumra, but since bizmanazeb, this is Safik Isser that's only mid dirabanan, so we have Safik dirabanan lakula. But we categorize this, says the Beis Yosef, in the category of Isser. Vinihi, granted, I agree, nafkamina lin and mamona. Yes, there is an impact on mamona. It turns out there's a chumra for the toveya. Avami komakom kaven dibikar the dina. Since the etzim, the din, the category of halachas of shmita and shmita's ksafim is going to be lo aslam mibe imafkin mamona megavra. It's not a question of whether you're going to extract money or not. Elali inin isura inog hashvius olo lekula naktinim. Because we categorize shmita's ksafim in the world of shmita. Shmita is certainly in the world of iser. And by extension, Shemitah's Ksafim is also in the world of Isser. Just because there's a Nafka Mina by Mamon doesn't mean we're going to start using the Mamon rules. For example, the case of Sota. The case of Sota, there's a Nafka Mina, La Mamona, in terms of collecting the Ksuba or not collecting a Ksuba. So we're going to say, we're going to invoke the Lachas of Dinim Mamonis because it has an impact on Dinim Mamonis? No, Sota Be'etim is in the category of Isurim, not in the category of Mamona. Here as well, just because there is a reflection on Mamon doesn't mean we're going to paskin based on Mamon. We're going to use the rules of a Suffolk Isura, and since here it's a case of Suffolk Isur Dirabanan, we're going to go Mako, and that's why there's no Shemitah's Ksafim. And even though it means that the Malva could collect the money, that's not our primary concern. So we have a couple examples where these come together. We're going to go through a little bit further, but one just comes to mind before we look at the Ma'arit in just a second. Is another question is Ribbis. What's the status of Ribbis? Ribbis, on one hand, certainly has what to do with Mamon. It's all about taking interest in a loan you give somebody. But at the same time, there's an Issa Deraisa to lend and to borrow the Ribbis. It's an Issa Deraisa. How would one categorize this halacha? What would you think about that? Be'etzim, I would have thought that Ribbis be'etzim has to do with Mamon. The whole thing's about Mamon, and there happens to be an Issa not to do Mamon this way. Where does Shulchan Aruch categorize the Hilchos Ribbis? Who knows? You're there. So it seems clear from the Shulchan Aruch, he puts it in your day. That's a bit, it's Bedini Isser, the fact that he puts it there, not on Choshe Mishpat. At the same time, you have all of Nezikin. Where's Nezikin? It's all in Choshe Mishpat. So all those things, you have Gzeil Aveda is all in Hilchas Nezikin, which is Be'etzim is Isser. Nezikin as well, all damages, it's understood by the Rishon that there's an Isser involved in being Mazik. What exactly is the Isser of a Mazik? If you look at the stipend in the beginning of Baba Kami, it brings a whole slew of suggestions. After the Chakmocha, maybe it's under Lo Sigzal, there's a whole category, a whole rather list of what's Isser. So even though you have many examples of Mamon that have Isurim attached to it, but Be'etzim we view them as Dinim Mamonis in the world of Choshe Mishpat. But yet you have some examples like Ribbis that it sounds like it might be Dinim Mamonis, yet it's categorized in the Halachas of Yerdea.
Is the fact that the Torah put this Halacha and Shemitah in Choshe Mishpat makes proof that it's Mamonis anyway?
It could be. It could just show that he has this idea that might be connected to Mamas. Very good. I think it's a very good raya that might be that way. Now, the Beis Yosef ends up following the tour, He puts in a choshen mishpat, even though the Beis Yosef himself favors that's a din iser. The order of the Beis Yosef is always exactly like the Torah. So he could have, but he didn't want to change from it. I believe there's only one extra simon that Shulchan Aruch has over the Torah. Anybody know where that simon is?
Is it
that
Makkah?
Yeah, very good. Where is it? You know, the last simon in Choshen Mishpat, maybe Shin Chaf Beis, I don't remember which one it is, but the last simon, it's not in the Torah, excellent, but it is found in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, either way, the Beis Yosef, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, wanted to match everything up. So just because the Shulchan Aruch places it in Choshen Mishpat doesn't mean he himself thinks it's a Choshen Mishpat halacha, because we just saw he holds it's a Yardea type of halacha, but the Tur seemingly thinks it's a Choshen Mishpat halacha by virtue of the fact that he placed it in this particular halacha. Now, the Marit, which again is a big Marit and a little bit confusing if you're able to skip the Bar Metzah sugyas, which itself is a fascinating sugya about Bar Metzah, the first parak of Bava Basra, about if I have a land next to me and I want to sell a property, do I sell it to a neighbor? Does he have the first rights to it or not? How those halachas exactly work? So that's Bar Metzah, but not for now. But he says that he asks the question: how come the Rush wants to say Shavis Bizman says Dirabanan and follow the Davar Isser to be Mekel? Maybe you should follow that. There's also the halacha of Mamon Lekula and Lo Mafkinan and say Hamotzi Mechavero. So Marit's understanding is more of a question from Deraisas versus Derabanans, as opposed to Isur and Mamona. He just says, how can the Rush is favoring the fact that it's a Derabanan and Safik Isur Derabanan Lekula, and he completely ignores the element of Mamona, and you should say Mamona should be Lekula as well. He's in essence asking the same question of the Beis Yosef. So he ends up giving a different shot as the Beis Yosef, of the Beis Yosef as follows. Marit writes, and I'm going to read this inside, venirli, around halfway down the paragraph. Venirli de taima de harash, kevan de shvius bizman hazeh is dirabanan. Vichiyuva deraisa, which is the chiv, the payback alone, is a chiv deraisa. When you borrow money, you have an obligation at deraisa level to pay back that loan. Shvius bizman hazeh is dirabanan. Nehi de iser shvius dirabanan could be mafkia chiv shel Torah bizman shuvada. In other words, nowadays everybody agrees Shemitah is dirabanan bizman is that. Forget the machlokas and the gemara, which ikadami we're talking about. But so that's, I have a regular loan, I lend you $1,000, and Shemitah comes, Shemitah's ksafim knocks out the chiv deraisa. I have a chiv deraisa to pay you, and the Shemitah ksafim, which is dirabanan, knocks it out. That much is true. However, that's only true when it's on the chiv, the shmitas klafim is derabanan. But our Gemara now, where there's two ikadamis and we don't know how to paskin, that is now a suffik derabanan. Avabizman shu suffik ein mafkin. We don't invoke this concept that derabanan overrides the deraisa. So it's not a question of favoring mamona versus isura. It's really a question of deraisa, derabanan, and suffik. That's how we, so it doesn't play into our general sugya, but still an important sheet to understand of figuring out pshat in the Rush. Again, why he ends up being mekel in that we don't apply shmitas ksafim bizmanazeh in this particular case of the suffik. Okay, so now this next sugya, which doesn't directly relate to what we're doing now in terms of Shemitah's Ksafim, but it relates to the broader understanding of Isser and Mamon, these different types of categories. I thought to bring this different sugya in as another example of this clash. It could come up in many, many cases, like you already saw, Gzela, Aveda, Nezikin, Ribbis, and so on. There's another example. I happen to like the sugya of Pinyon HaBen. When I was in Kola Elyon in YU, we learned Maseches Becharos, so it's a very dear Masechta to me. So this sugya came to mind a little bit. I thought it's kedai to learn this too. So the Gemara talks about in Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. I forgot to put the previous page on an Aleph to get the full sugya, but either you looked it up or you didn't look it up, or maybe you saw the Rush. The Rush does quote the Gemara here. So the Gemara talks about the person is podez beno beso shloshim. We know the halacha pidyon haben has to be after 30 days, but what if a person podez redeemed his child within 30 days? So Rav Amar beno padoy, it works. And Shmuel Amar ein beno padoy, the pidyon does not work. Amar Rabba. Rabba says the chuli alma me'achshav ein bno padur. If it's a person I want to have the pidyon take effect now within 30 days, it certainly doesn't work. Achash loshim visnei lemos bno padur. If I do it now, but I don't say me'achshav, I just do it before 30 and hopes it will take effect after 30. So long as the money is still in the hands of the kohen, that would work according to everybody as well. So when is the machlok? Is Rav and Shmuel kipligi? Achash shloshim v'nis achlu, that after 30 days, you want to take effect after 30 days. You gave it within 30 days, hoping it's chal after 30 days. The problem is the money is no longer available. Rav amar b'no padoi, it works. Midei to have a kedusha isha, just like my kedusha isha as well. That hasam af lav afagav did v'nis achlu v'hamalos have a kedusha. You pay the money now, even though later on, b'shas kedusha, the money is no longer available. Lo shna, achanam lo shna. Here as well, you gave the money now, even though later, after 30 days, it's not available. You could compare these two cases, which itself is a pretty interesting comparison. And Shmuel Amar Hasam b'yada l'katsha me'achshav. No, there, by giving the woman the money now, you have the right to be mekadesher. You have every right to do so. Hacha im b'yada liftosa me'achshav. But with regards to pidyon ben, you have the right to be poder within 30 days. It doesn't work. So don't bring me any comparisons for the Gemara Kedushim. Okay, fine. Either way, Tani Kamidir of Yehuda, Hapodes Bino Besoch Shoshmiyom, Bono Padre. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says some interesting languages here. There are a bunch of notes here, stars, letters, whatnot, Rukiv Eger. So the Gemara says, how do we paskin? Again, Rav holds that the halacha is it doesn't work, and Shmuel holds that it does work, right? Got it right? Rav holds it does work, Shmuel holds it does not work. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says, Rav holds it does work, and Shmuel holds it does not work. So says the Gemara, four lines down, a Mem Testament base here. Hilchasa kirav bi'isure u'shmuel bidine. That's in general. In general, Rav, we pass like Rav in the world of Yisurim, in Yardaya. We pass like Shmuel in the world of Dinim, in the world of Mamonos, in the world of Choshe Mishpa. That's just a general cloud. Hacha hilchasa kivase de Shmuel. So just reading the Gemara at face value, there are two ways to read this Gemara, to understand the Gemara. When we say Hilchasa Kvase de Shmuel, is the Gemara saying, and therefore, since this halacha of Dini Mamonos, we paskin like Shmuel, which means Pidyon HaBen is the world of Chosh Mishpat, or we saying that, I've read the previous line is more important actually. V'afagav, three lines on V'afagav de Kaimelon de Chal Hecha de Pligi Rav Shmuel, Hilchasa Krav Bi Serva Shmuel, Bedine, Hocha Hilchasa Kvase de Shmuel. With that afagav, it sounds like even though in general that's the rule, and normally we pass like Rabbi Isser, here this is an exception whereby we passkin like Shmuel, even though it's Dine Isser. That's how the Pashup Shah, the Gemara, sounds to read before changing any gear cells there. So again, there's a lot of confusion here, whether this is the Gemara, whether it's not the Gemara, how to read this particular Gemara, but that's the Gemara that says we pass like Shmuel. Again, is it because Shmuel is because this is Mamash Dine Mamnos, and we hold like Shmuel, or this is an exception that normally we pass like Rav and Dine Isser, except that here's an exception where we paskin like Shmuel nonetheless. So what do the Rishonim do about this? So the Rishonim all have a different girsa, not all, but most of them have a different girsa. The Gemara says, or rather the Rush writes, Hilchasa Kirav, we hold like Rav. Number one is because the Brisa supports the position of Rav, and number two is Hilchasa Kirav Bi'isure. The Rush assumes that this is Dine Isser, and therefore we paskin like Rav in the world of Dine Isser. So that's how the Rush comes out now. Now, it gets a bit confusing. How do you define Isser? Why is this called an Isser? What would the Isser be by Pidyon HaBen?
I'm not doing it.
Why is not doing it Isser?
Because
you have a mitzvah to do it. So whenever there's a mitzvah, so come on, every halacha has a mitzvah to it. Every halacha, for the most part, every mamonos has a mitzvah to follow halachas of nizikin, follow halachas of gezela, follow halachas of this and that. So he entertains a possibility that the very fact that we call this a pinyon might indicate there's some isser involved. You're poder hektesh, you're poder ma'aser sheni, you're poder petach hamor. All these things, whenever there's a pinyon, you're redeeming some kedusha, which indicates that there's an isser me'ila before and some level of isser hektesh on the item before him. So using the word pidyon might also indicate there's a davar isser. The Gemara clearly says there's no isser at all that's chal on the child, none whatsoever. There's a cheskuni that says there is an isser to use the child to abuse him somehow, have him do work for you. He holds there such an iser, but that's das yachid. Pashas is there's really no iser to speak of. So it's very hard to understand why this would be categorized as a davar iser. But that's what the Maariv Agazi seems to say. That's why you have to explain that the Rosh is there two reasons really. There are really two reasons of why he passed like Rav. Number one is the Braisa, the Mishnah supports it. And number two is because by Dina Isser, so we always pass like Rav. So he says, but maybe it's not really Dina Isser. So that's why he needs a second answer of the Mishnah supports it. Because he writes here in the Maariv Agazi, that second paragraph, Mai, he says, Mai hu tzrach rabbeinu av Ramban v'arosh l'tam acher. Shouldn't the fact that it's a Dina Isser, we always pass like Rav by Dina Isser, that should be sufficient. Why do you have to have also the fact that the Braisa supports him? So he says, "Delo yitcha dochelomer." Someone shouldn't say and follow as follows: "Diafta kaimlan hilchasak rabbi isura." Even though in general we pass like isur, hocha gabi pidyon manle malani isura. Who said this is a davar isur? Efshir the din mamunu. Maybe there's a real dinay mamunus in this case, not a dinay isur. And the raya is there's no pidyon. There's no isur hanah by the child. So it's not really a pidyon. It's just called a pidyon. The pasuk says tifta, but it's not really pidyon. So, must be really Dine Mamunus, and in which case we should pass like Shmuel, and for that reason, the Maariv Agazi says they need a second reason, the fact that Braisa supports the position of Rav, that's really the overriding reason why we pass like Rav in this case, but it's really not a Dine Mamunus. So what comes out from the Maariv Agazi is two things. One main thing is, you have to figure out what's Isser, what's Mamun. You know, certain things, whenever there's Mamun, it's easy to know to know when there's Mamun involved. It's very easy to know whether money's involved. But to categorize something as a davar iser, that's more challenging. So that's what he's grappling with here. Is it dini iser? It's not really dini iser. We say pidyon, but there's no real iser now. Unclear exactly. But then he quotes from the Maariv Kurkus, who explains that this is taka davar iser. I don't fully comprehend why this is davar iser, but according to his understanding, it's going to be much more expansive definition of what's dini iser. In which case, come out every case where there's a mitzvah should be dini iser. So let's read together the paragraph of Maariv Agazi, where he quotes this Maariv Kurkus, Diomasku Ulamai de Asanala. Ulamai de Asanala, de Eich on the current Pidyon Haben Isser, Kvar Ahmed Maariv Kurkus, Bibeur El Rambam, I couldn't find this on the Ursa Chachma, and he explains. Anacho nearly, the Kishanu Musupakim, when we're unclear, when we're in doubt, Im Chai Bepidyon, Anu Omim, Hamotzi Michaveir Alav Haraya. The Mamonahu. If we're not sure if there's a chiv in the first place, for example, let's say the two women had children, and one was a bechor, one was not, and they confused who the children are, or rather, a boy and a girl. You weren't sure which was born first. That's probably an easier example. So that's a chesafik, whether or not there's a mitzvah pinyon ben in the first place. So that, if you're not sure if the chayiv, that's when we say, hamotz mechavei olav haraya, safik mamona lakula, the kohen cannot demand the money. Aval kishu vade chai bepidyon, when there is certainly a chiv to pay, anu misupukim misufagim misuapakim im haupadoi or inu padoi, we're not sure if he paid or not. He's definitely chayv. The father had a bechor, and he definitely owes the kohen. And there's some topic whether he paid the kohen or didn't pay the kohen. Isser nikuzet. That is called an isser, says Maariv Kurkus. Kevin shebevadei chai bemitzvah. Since there certainly is a chiv in the mitzvah, vanu misupakim im miftar olo, we're not sure if he's exempt. If he absolved his obligation of the mitzvah, lachein ein b'na padoi, then we were machmir to say it's not padoi, and you would have to go ahead and fulfill the obligation. So again, that's just to me a pretty expansive definition of davar iser. To me, davar iser would be when there's a lav involved in the lo yigos, for example, or the iser of the ribbis, or this gzela by pidyon ben seems like a big extension on yis daiti. Any thoughts on that? Yeah.
Isn't
Yoreh Deah? It is Yoreh Deah, yes. You have to question why that is. Right. So even with that, why is that in Yoreh Deah? Right, so I'm saying, again, the Maariv Kurkus is trying to justify why it would be such a Dine Isser, and maybe this is the only answer he could give, but if that's true, the conclusion would be every mitzvah in the Torah is a Chiv now, becomes a Dine Isser. So, I can even say the last day's sugya about kapara. So there we say kapara is nezikin, but also dini iser. So one of the achrim called dini iser. What's the iser of kapara? Just about tshuva. There's no like iser unless you, I guess you did an avera maybe. I guess you killed someone. Maybe it is iser. But this sounds like a very, very broad definition of
where it comes from. I'm meaning like nizikin is like if you're mazik someone, yes, there's like maybe a mitzvah to pay back, and there's an iser to be mazik. But when it pops into your head, that's nizikin. That's like the general category, as opposed to something where pinna ben is not. It's not like a logical thing. It's the reason why I do pinna ben in the first place is because God told us to redeem the firstborn.
Okay.
Where it comes from is more of a spiritual
thing. Very, very good. So it could be, excellent point. It could be what creates the Dina Mamas. Is the Dina Mamas secondary, or that's the essence of it? So let's say Nezikin, for example, a person damages. So the natural responsibility, you owe money. Yes, the Torah created a mitzvah in doing so. They created a mitzvah of Lo Sigzal. That just somehow bolsters up, gives strength, or whatever it adds to the already existing Mamun. But when the mamun is created from the Torah, it's a chiddush haTorah itself, so then the mamun is secondary and the mitzvah is what comes first. That's excellent. Very good. Very good. So now that you have to, if that's the case, so then you have to wonder about the area of knas. Knas, which the Torah created that mamun, is that going to be dina isser or would that be dina mamunus? And we actually have rayas, even though we don't do knasas nowadays, but when the Chazal talks about, they talk about shluchosayu, that the ability to collect, having Bezdin and Chutzar, to collect based on the Bezdin and Eretz Yisrael, they are able to collect Mamon, but they cannot collect Knas, which indicates Knas is not really a typical Mamon, it's really a Dini Isser. So I think that's an excellent distinction. So again, if the Chiv Mamon comes from the actions themselves, not from the Torah, so then that's going to be Dini Mamonus. And the fact that it's a mitzvah, that's secondary. But if the Chiv Mamon comes from the Torah itself, whether it be from a Kenas, whether it be from a Pidyon HaBen, the Torah is Mechadesh this particular halacha, then we would categorize this as a Dinei Isser. Excellent. Okay, fine. So let's stop here. Let me just quickly recap what we did. We did a few different sugyas a little earlier today. We spoke about the different areas, the different models of the clash between Dinei Isser and Dinei Mamonus from yesterday. Kufra Kapara, that element of Dina Nezik and Dina Mamonos in the world of the Rambam. We spoke today about Shemitas Ksafim, where there's a Dina Isser, but also Dina Mamonos, Machlokas, how to Paskin, the Beis Yosef, and so on. We mentioned Ribbis as an example, we mentioned Gzela, we mentioned Nezikin, and finally we concluded with the discussion of Pidyon HaBen, where it's unclear whether or not it's Dina Isser or Dina Mamonos, but this last idea I think is very, very true, emistic. That depending where the mamon is created from, more, let's say, naturally, or maybe more artificially from the Torah, if you will, that would dictate whether it's a dina mamonis or a dina isser. Okay, so tomorrow, spend a lot of time on just learning the Gemara itself, shot in the Gemara, Rashi, and then the Tosas. And then if there's time afterwards, you could try to go beyond that.